94 WHN. We're going to get started here in just a little bit, but everybody grab a piece of paper and a pencil and get ready to write some stuff down, because we've got some announcements to make that you might want to jot some things down or refer to your local Facebook page. So be prepared. Here we go. This is KQ4WHN, and starting in about 2 minutes. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest in a promotion of amateur radio, that is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Net controller's got an announcement, just kind of echoing the announcement by the scouting organization, formerly known as the Boy Scouts. If you were ever a Boy Scout back in the day, which I was, didn't quite make it to Eagle Scout. I went into ROTC shortly after that, but did make it to Star Scout. And as a Star Scout, I want to promote the use of amateur radio among scouting. So they are this weekend on Saturday hosting Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA, J-O-T-A. And they're going to have calling frequencies in the 6-meter through 80-meter, so HF. And they have got that published, and thanks to Leroy, we've got that on the W4NYK Facebook page. But if anybody wants to have me read those out at a later part of the net, I'd be happy to bring those on the air. I've seen a number of folks that have already picked up on that and have kind of liked the comment. They're on Facebook. There's also a JOTA website, or you can go to the Scouting USA. They don't call themselves Boy Scouts anymore, but there's the scouting.org webpage where they've got a lot of details that are set there. So if you want to talk to the scouts and get them interested in amateur radio, well, there's your opportunity to do your part and spend some time on Saturday talking to some bright young people who probably are going to do some good things in this world and make it a better place. All right. Well, now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and let us know your intention to stay on the net for the RAGQ portion, whether you're going to listen or whether you've got a topic that you want to bring in. So, got one EchoLink station. We're going to go ahead and give it over to EchoLink, get things started off. EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That's Duncan coming in from EchoLink. Duncan, glad you're coming in a different way than just kind of showing off and using the handheld on the back porch. That's it's good to exercise all the different muscles of amateur radio. All right, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and handle the pre-net check-ins, the folks that have gone to the BRARS.cc website and done the pre-net check-in there. I've got a quick refresh of anything that might have come in the moments while I've been chatting, and it looks like we're up to date there. So let me go ahead and handle those, and we'll get all the pre-net check-ins handled first. So here we go. With KC4PLT, that's Rich there in Pendergrass, Georgia. I've got KF4CKT, that's John and Honey Apath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Got W2AMD, that's Andy there in Simpsonville. K K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Got KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont, and she brings along 4BFI Don, also in Piedmont. I feel like one of them did the pre-net check-in and brought in the other one, so I'm just going to call it. Got KR4DMQ, that's Lowell in Woodruff. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Got KB2BYQ, that's David there in Easley, and that handles our pre-net check-ins. So we're going to move to the RF section, and we're going to be as efficient as I know how to be. So tonight, being Tuesday night, we're going to bring in the India through Lima group, I through L. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, go ahead and call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Beware, I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Net control. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. It's KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all of it. 73.
Hey, Jeff. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling in for us, Mark. Please check me in. No traffic, no comment.
4WHN. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
Net control. Kilo Alpha 4 in November, India Victor. KA4NIV, Maurice, and I'm in Simpsonville. No traffic, no rag tube.
WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter nets. Net control would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James Pond, that mountain there in North Carolina. Thanks for joining us tonight, James. Following him, I've got KG4JIA. That's Dennis there in Gaffney. Thanks for coming out and representing Gaffney tonight, James. Or excuse me, Dennis. Sorry, went up a line. Didn't mean to do that. Dennis, thanks for coming in and joining us tonight. Got W4IOE, that's Sid, there in Fletcher, North Carolina. Then I've got KK4JBQ, Larry, along with KC4MFK, Donna. Regulars here on the net each and every time I get to host it. So thanks for bringing Donna along with you, Larry, and appreciate y'all checking in tonight. Then I've got KA4NIV, that's Maurice there in Simpsonville. Good start, folks. That's the way to get it done. Okay, all right. Anybody else in the India through Lima group, call KQ4WHN. On to the next alphabetical group. That's Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4WHN.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, November. H.R.A. Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot, 4, November. Wait a minute, I missed her call, but I'll start again. Alpha, Foxtrot, 4, Sierra, X-Ray, Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll try and participate. With the Boy Scout thing, I'll go on Facebook and you can get the frequencies and times. Y'all have a good evening.
Evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And I'd like to recognize KF4NXY, that's David, and he brings along his delightful and I'm sure alluring woman. Well, that's AF4SX. I probably went overboard on that one, but my apologies. Definitely want to bring your spouse along when you can. So thanks for doing that, David, and thanks for bringing some folks here into the net. Also got KK4ONO, that's Lorena, and she brings along KK4DMW, that's Rick. And then we've got KM4MOQ, their daughter, Michelle. Anyone else in the Mike 3 Papa group, feel free to call KQ4WHN. We'll move on to the next alphabetical group, and that's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, sir. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Dom.
Good evening, Chris.
4WHN. Check in, Kilo, Quebec. 4, Uniform Romeo Tango, AQ4, URT, Chris in Hendersonville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments. Listening only. Mark, thanks so much for calling in tonight.
4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And that control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom. Over here in Greer with me. So thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. Always good to hear your voice, sir. And then I've got KO4QLG. That's Chris there in Liberty. Always good to hear you, Chris. I didn't hear the back and forth where you guys said hi to each other, so I was still waiting. Maybe we'll get you a chance to do that here in a minute. Then I've got KQ4URT. URT. Yep, that's Chris there in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Getting some calls I haven't seen recently or at all. So welcome everybody. Got a couple of EchoLink stations, so let's get them fit in here in the middle. So EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KQ4WHN, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. No traffic, no table this evening.
Rush on EchoLink, and appreciate everybody coming in whatever way you can to join us tonight and spend some time on the net. So we've got KO4YHY, that's Jim there in Berea. Thanks for joining us tonight. And then I've got KA4PQA, that's Stephen there in Greenwood. All right, folks, let's move on from the Quebec through Tango group. We're going to move on to the bottom of the alphabet. It's my favorite group because mine starts with a W. We're going to say the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Mark, thank you for calling the net. Please check in and 4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
In Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose, and I'm in Taylor, South Carolina. Thank you.
Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, and I'd like to recognize N4ZLK, that's Shane, there in Cleveland. I knew there was a V in there somewhere. I had to work it in. Shane in Cleveland. Thanks for joining us tonight, Shane. And then we've got KQ4YQI. That's Jose in Greer, one of my neighbors. All right, folks, anyone else in the Uniform Through Zulu group? I feel like that one might have been a little light tonight, but who knows? Let's go ahead and give them one more shot. Uniform Through Zulu, call KQ4WHN.
Well, please check in. KR4CZI, this Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India, Walter in Anderson. I'm negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
There's one more waiting, so here we go. I got one more. That's KR4CZI. That's Walter there in Anderson. Thanks for joining us tonight, Walter. And let's call that the end of the alphabet, and we'll move back up to the top. The folks who are waiting to hear my voice call out Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KQ4WHN.
If you'd be so kind to check in Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Zulu Uniform. This is Vern over in Black Mountain. I'll be in and out. Thanks for calling that. 73 to you and everyone listening.
4WHN. Mark in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Mark.
WHN. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening.
WHN. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, DBR. This is Bo in Easley. Negative and negative.
KQ4WHM with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KR4DZU. That's Vern there in Black Mountain. Got KI4DOS. That's Gary. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's, of course, Joy. Thanks for coming and joining us tonight, Gary. I've got KR4ACR, that's Terry there and Moore. And then I've got KR4DBR, that's Bo in Easley. Anyone else in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN. That's quiet. That means we move on. Next in the next RF section, that's going to be Echo through Hotel. The patient group, the ones that had to wait the longest, E through H, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Please check in AR4FNC to Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, November Charlie. My name is Rick. I'm in Pennsylvania. I'll be negative and negative.
AQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry, and Counter North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KQ4WHN. Check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Mark. I'll be negative and negative.
4WHN. Call on the net, like on your net, because I'm usually last to check in anyway. But in the Echo Through Hotel group being last tonight, I'll fit right in there. So if you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo 4. Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. No traffic, no comments. Appreciate you calling that. 73 to you and everyone on that.
Check in Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I mean, negative and negative. Thanks for running the net. 73 is all, KI4GOD.
Good group there. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KR4FNC. That's Rich in Simpsonville. I got KC4EZN. That's Harry there in Candler. Thanks for joining us tonight, both you guys. Appreciate it. I got one of my favorite call signs. I wish I had something as interesting. I got KR4 Echo Echo Echo. That's Greg there in Hendersonville. congratulations on winning the lottery. Got AK4HR, that's Mike there in Simpsonville. And I got KI4GOD, that's John, also in Simpsonville. All right, let's open up to the big group. Anybody anywhere, Echo Link, anywhere on the sound of my voice. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is your opportunity. Call KI. Try again. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined. This is Angela. Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that. WHN. In November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet, N2 SWJ. This is Scott down in Greer. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everybody else on the net, 73.
KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy. And he brings along KQ4TBD, that's Angela, both in Southern Greenville County. And then I've got N2SWJ, well, that's Scott there in Greer, right around near me somewhere. Always good to hear from you, Scott, and always good to hear from everybody checking out on Tuesday night, because, I mean, what else would you do with your time other than not watch football, right? All right, I'll throw another all call out there. Anyone anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now's your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN. We got all of our folks that want to check in checked in, so let's go ahead and wrap up the formal portion of the net. I'm going to just follow the script here and say this is KQ4WHN. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank chews. Didn't have anybody down for a comment tonight, and of course I'm not the guy that's going to let it go without hanging out at least till 9:30 to make sure that we've got all of our 9:30, 9:35 check-ins handled. So I'm going to come up with a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I ordered a You Build It kit for an HF 40-meter in-fed antenna that is both 49-to-1 and 9-to-1. It's called the Dually 2.0, and it's made right here in South Carolina. Well, it's assembled. What would you say? It's the parts and pieces are put together in a bag and shipped to you from right here in South Carolina. How about that? So I've been tasking my soldering skills and putting together things and wrapping toroids. And, man, if anybody has any good tips on wrapping toroids, that was way harder than I thought it would be. Wrapping wire around a ferrite loop was way harder than, well, maybe I'm overdoing it, but wrapping wire around a toroid was more of a challenge than I was prepared for. So if anybody has any tips there, I'd love to hear your thoughts. My very first time doing it, and of course I picked the one You Build It kit that has not one but two toroids, one with one wire that wraps around and then one side that has three wires that wraps around, and it was more of a challenge than I was prepared for. So any thoughts, any comments there? Anybody that has any other conversation you'd like to bring in? I'm just going to kind of hold the net open and see what comes along. This is KQ4WHN.
WHN, this is KQ4URT, Kristen Hendersonville. The only comment I would have is I think anything that they show on YouTube is so much easier than it is in real life. So congratulations on putting that antenna together and putting the toroids together. I hope to be able to do that one day myself. KQ4URT out.
WHN, here is KK4JBQ with a comment. Didn't know how you want to lay it out. I have wound several toroids and helped other hands to do the same, and it seems that what I witnessed in my own case and also in the case of others is I suppose an inability to keep a grip. I'll say it again, to keep a grip on what you're holding in order to change hands or to readjust your hands to ease the tension that you brought onto yourself by trying to keep everything tight for half an hour. And I found that the best aid is a piece of really sticky tape, good sticky tape. Now, if you don't have any problem with the adhesive that some really sticky tapes use, and some people have a hypoallergenic response to sticky tape, and if you have thin skin, don't know how old you are, but we older people lose a layer or two of skin, I believe. You need to be aware of how really sticky those tapes are. But one small piece, used judiciously, will keep it where it is until your hands have relaxed, until you have a better grip, or whatever is necessary. Now, can you see what I mean by that? I'm not addressing following the winding instructions or anything else. If you have a problem with your winding losing its integrity, it's probably because your hands are getting tired and you get almost a cramp in your hands. That tape helps a great deal. Hope that helps somebody. KK4JBQ.
Hey Larry, and let me just start off by saying, Chris, KQ4URT, I think that's true about YouTube as well. I followed some YouTube instruction, and you know, everything is about practice, and it's definitely easier when you've done it twice. Larry, to your point on tape, I wish I had that knowledge before I did the first one, but I've got the second one yet to do, and that's going to be the tougher one with three wires wrapped around the toroid 9 times, and I think I'm going to give that a shot. Do you have any suggestions on what tape to use? I would think that something like electrician's tape might be thin or narrow enough that would fit in that space without a lot of effort, but open to any suggestions there.
Mark, I'll tell you, electrical tape is fine for its intended purpose. But a tape, there are tapes that are stickier. I'm pounding on that sticky part because you're going to want to use, if you recall the size of a silver dollar, I can't tell you what it is in inches or millimeters, but that's about the right size. No more than that, no less, if you want to be sure. But something that's real sticky, you might, I can't remember a brand that works very well, but electrical tape's not it, no. I do recall that its claim was to be very sticky. I don't know what wording they used, but to be very sticky. And their claim was adequate for how sticky it was. And you just need to touch it onto the one that you've already wound, and the three. Now, there's another thing. You want to be really sure to use different color. Now, that might be an additional expense for you. But once you've wound them, you want to keep them in orientation. If they go in wrapping, snuggled up against one another, you want them to be all through your windings. You can't do any crossing, and you won't know that you have if you use, you know what I'm saying? If you use the same color wire throughout. Use three. Of course, you can use one that you've already used because you're winding in the opposite direction and there's no confusion possible there. But use two other colors with your original one to make a winding that you can determine you've wrapped correctly all the way through to the end. And just, you know, be easy about it. Use that tape and secure the tape at points where you think you need to take a rest. And get up and shake your hand to increase circulation, of course, but to shake your hand. Some people get a lock if they press on something for a very long time. I was, in my working life, I was a jeweler. And I had to, a lot of times when setting diamonds, you have to do so with a very steady, consistent grip. So I developed a grip, an uncanny grip in my hands that I still have. I left jewelry business more than 20 years ago. But you build up a certain ability to grip consistently. Well, everybody will tire. And a good tape, and I'd cut it in a you know, you get it in the wide, 2-inch wide things, and you just have to cut a little bit and make it into a circle. Yeah, you're going to wind all three of those things close together. Don't know what gauge wire you use, but something the size of a silver dollar, or even half dollar, if you remember that one. These things aren't in circulation anymore. but that'll give you an opportunity to rest. But your hand's made to grip. It's custom made to grip things, so don't worry about it. But it might hurt if you're not accustomed to it. KK4JDQ.
Larry, I've got the kit that I got from the gentleman in Beaufort, South Carolina. It's called a Dooley 2.0, and on one side it's one red wire that's got kind of a lacquer on it that you can scrape off and get it soldered in and get it all integrated into the board. On the other side, they come with three wires. It's kind of brass, red, and then brass, so you can see anything that might be crossing the streams, as it were. So I think I've got a handle on that, but I guess my struggle is getting the wire as close to the toroid as possible. And I'm absolutely going to use your tape suggestion because I probably should have used that in my 49-to-1 side and getting that toroid wrapped. That was a lot more involved than the next one, but the next one's got more wire that's going over at one time, so I'll have to do that. But any tips on getting it closer to the toroid? I feel like if I look at what I did on the first pass with the first side, the thing I wish I could have done better was maybe the wire spaced out a little more uniformly and then closer to the toroid than it currently is. I think it'll work, and I can always unwrap it and do it, you know, unsolder, unwrap, and do it again. But any thoughts there? I'm definitely open to suggestions. It's KQ4WHN.
Thank you. Well, I'll take a stab at it, a whack at it. My guess is that your hand is tiring and that you're not paying strict attention to every winding. If you're winding, it will seem that if you make, 70, let's say that it takes 70 windings. You've only done the one and not the three in one so far. It'll be a little more troublesome to keep up with the three in one winding that's going back the opposite direction. And you've already covered up, consider this, you've already covered up with whatever you've managed to do on the first winding. And the other one will, some layer, and some are very separate, which is yours.
side that I've got to do next is going to be three wires side by side, and as I stare at the kit here, it's three wires, and they're colored brass, red, and then brass. So I just have to make sure that they're not going to cross, and that I've got enough of the toroid covered so that it's got a good space to it as you wind it around the nine times for the 9-to-1.
And occurs to me, is this wire that is supplied to you, or did you select that arrangement?
This is part of the kit, and I'm following the instructions to the letter because this is my first time, and I'm only vaguely aware of what I'm doing.
Well, I guess I understand what you're saying. My point, which I'd like to make for anybody else listening as well, is that when you do the multiple strands that are side by side, you want to keep the arrangement all the way through. Now, you do have a duplicate there on your three-wire winding. You do have a duplicate. But you should still be able to keep yourself, I'll say, honest, and keep, and no, none of those wires get to be wrapped one on top of the other. Now, if you have more than one turn around the whole toroid, yeah, you'll overlap. But I'm talking about if you're just going from bottom left to bottom right around a circle, you know, you get my meaning there. Then when you get there, it should work out to be all right. I would be more comfortable myself if they were three different colors. And then I'd know. I would know right away if they had gotten. And you wonder, you might say, well, how can you possibly get them overlapped? Well, people do. So I'll ask you another question. What are your soldering skills like?
Those are medium, fair to medium. I think my issue now is I've got a soldering pen that's probably past its prime. It's probably pushing 30 years old and needs to be replaced. And I've lost most of the tips for it, so everything is medium size. I don't have the narrow tip that I really need to have to do this kind of work, but I'm keeping it neat and clean and drawing solder off the board when it accumulates in any great quantity. So I know what it should look like. I don't know that I have the tools to make it exactly the way it should be.
I don't know. I guess I could just say it this way. If you are going to unite those the windings have to be terminated, and at that point you solder that to another terminal, perhaps. You want to tell me whether you understand the word tin, those places that are joined with solder. Do you know what that means?
Yes, sir, I do. I try and tin everything before I connect it, and I just ran out of flux, but I usually have flux on hand as well to make that easier.
So the necessity in tinning is an absolute necessity. You get into a place where you've got the wires exactly where you want. You might have put it, which is not a great practice, but some people just lap them. But if they're pre-tinned, you will have, it's so much easier to make that final joint solid. Now, most of my soldering experiences, because I worked with precious metals, is with a flame, an oxyacetylene flame. But it's no different. Actually, it's very transferable to go from an iron, go from a flame to an iron. if you're comfortable with the old soldering iron, then use it. Use it until, you know, you just, until you want to replace it. And then do so with whatever would please you. I like the ones that sit on the desk and stay at a constant temperature, a known constant temperature. You know, you can control it by a dial. And that helps you repeat good work also. If you get into a place where you've done something that really pleases you, you could take note of what the temperature was and use that the next time. But that's, depending on how long your session might be, that's very convenient. They're reasonable. They're not cheap. The cheap ones are the little pencil type things, and you'll be very fortunate if you don't get one that's under power. The temperature recommended for a certain solder is that's available. You won't find it on the packaging. Perhaps you will on some, but that temperature is important. And but then when you solder to another piece, say, you know, a terminal of some sort, well, that's a different gauge of metal, and that will suck the heat. You know, the heat goes to what it can easily raise the temperature of. I don't care if it's gold or if it's copper. Heat does that. And it's having the right heat is important. But you'll find something that works for you, and you'll just be humming along in no time. If you do some things that, you know, make yourself work at developing a sense of how quickly the solder flows when the tip is in contact with your wire, and so you know that the heat's being pulled out. Well, how quickly does your solder melt? Do you have to keep the heat on the wire and try to add your solder, and all you get is a partial melting of the solder? Well, it just isn't hot enough, and you won't have a good solder joint looks smooth and just like you had coated it with butter. And finally, of course, in a 3 seconds or so, it's solid again. Solder's a marvelous thing. Anyhow, I've said about all I know to say. KK4JVQ, I wish you the best. 7-3.
KK4JVQ, this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Larry, I appreciate the counsel. I'm going to try and follow some of your good ideas, and hopefully tomorrow when I heat up the soldering pin, it'll do some amazing things for me, and maybe this antenna will even work when I get done with it. You never know, but thank you for the counsel. We've been chatting for about 20 minutes, so I need to go out and throw out one more all call. We're getting to 10 minutes to the hour, and that's usually when we wrap up. We run out of people who are eager to listen to our conversations. So let me give everybody a chance that wants to check in, that may have come in after the 9:30 hour, to join us. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KQ4WHN. Anybody anywhere. Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, anybody that wants to check in. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Going to give it one last shot. Anybody wants to check in to Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, now's the time to do it. Give us a call here at KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, KC4EZN with a comment. I'd just like to reiterate about 98% of what Larry just said. One suggestion is get some of these small zip ties, the ones that are about a
16th of an inch wide, maybe 4 or 5 inches long. And you can use those when you start your windings, or you get your wires all nice and parallel. That's the one thing that I don't think you can overemphasize, is keeping those wires parallel all the way around. And that's where they're having the different colors. I have made them with the same color wire and spent almost as much time with my ohmmeter checking the ends to be sure that I had the right two, you know, the right ends together. And if I'd had different colored wires, I wouldn't have had to have done that. But keeping them together, and you can use a couple of zip ties crisscrossed over each other, and pull them down pretty tight. And then you start wrapping your turns and follow the directions on, you know, how many turns and whatever. And I'm making the assumption that the length of the wire that came in that kit is probably maybe 6 inches longer than what it's going to take. And that'll give you some left over on each end to make your connections. But when you get all done and get it all nice and neat and straight and everything, the soreness of the tips of your fingers is going to tell you how good a job you did. And I'll turn it back to you. That's my little bit of wisdom. Just be very, very careful, very, very intentional, and proceed slowly. KC4EZN, back to net control.
ZN, this is KQ4WHN. Thanks, Harry. I think looking at the toroid that I wound on the... So if you're not familiar with this thing, and maybe I haven't described it very well, but it's both a 49-to-1 and a 9-to-1. It's got two different antenna connectors and a toroid on one side that's wrapped 14 times with a crossover, and then it's got another toroid on the other side that I've yet to wrap 9-to-1. So 9 times on the other side with 3 different wires. And looking at Larry's description, I can tell that the first one that I wound with just a single wire, it looks tighter, better, cleaner in the first, say, 8 or 9 windings. And then it gets a little more tired and a little more loopy as I went along. So probably tape would have helped me there. But, yeah, I'm going to be thoughtful, I'm going to be careful, I'm going to make sure that things don't cross, and I'm not going to be in any hurry when I start bringing 3 wires across all side by side together to make sure that everything is just so. But, you know, you do and you learn, and that's kind of what I'm going through. But I seem to have a different ham radio project every week, and keeps me interested and keeps me curious, and it gives me something to talk about here on Tuesday nights. But thank you for that guidance, Harry, and I appreciate everybody kind of bringing some wisdom and some knowledge and some experience to the net here. All right, I'm going to go out and give it one more call because we're coming to the top of the hour, and I usually can't hold an audience longer than that. So anybody anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call now, KQ4WHN.
Thank you. I almost hesitate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have, again, in my working life, of course, you just about have to. You feel responsible because you have a customer whose wedding ring you're repairing or adjusting or something like that. Just have to do the very best, the level best you can. You argue with yourself a lot. Can I give this back to the customer? Have I done exactly everything I know to do? And only then can you say, here, I hope you love it. Well, if you don't love what you've already done, and this may be hard to hear, take it apart. Because I guarantee you that close proximity of the wire to the toroid is why that works. Try to get somebody to tell you how a toroid works. Well, I will tell you this, and I won't have any trouble saying it again. Get the wire in close proximity throughout the winding. Wire to toroid. and you'll be pleased with how it functions. Otherwise, you might not, and you might be discouraged. So I wanted to say all that just because I respect the fact that you're doing it yourself. Getting a stronger understanding of things. And it isn't just soldering, and it's not just toroid winding. It's producing something that you will be proud of and can use without owing anything else to somebody else. And this is worth as much as you just paid for it. KK4JBQ.
You made me laugh there, Larry. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. I'm looking at this thing, and I'll do some testing when I get it all put together and see if I need to maybe rewind the back half. But I'm reasonably happy with the front half. The back half, I can see some gaps that, man, I wish it was better. But we'll see how it actually operates when I get there and get it all set up. But I appreciate Larry, and I appreciate Harry, and I appreciate everybody that checked in tonight. We'll go ahead and wrap this up. I didn't hear anybody else call in for a check-in, so we're getting to the top of the hour. We're going to turn this repeater back over to the rest of the world. Stand by for my net report. This is KQ4WHN, and I want to remind everybody that Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he appreciates you joining him. And don't forget, Wednesday night is SwapNet night, and any chance to buy or sell gear is going to be upon you sometime in the bottom half of the hour there on Wednesday nights during the net. So join Gary for that. And I'll just say, this is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Thank you for all your counsel and wisdom tonight, folks. I appreciate your participation. 73s, have a good night.